Packing for summer trips is so much easier when your jewelry can do it all. From the pool to the ocean to dinner, you never have to take off your Jenny Bird pieces. I seriously could have used that on my last trip. And you'll want to wear Jenny Bird pieces on repeat all season because they just make looking polished completely effortless. Their bangles and anklets are absolute game changers. You can stack them high, go for a swim, hop in the shower, and never worry about taking them off. From statement hoops to sleek everyday bracelets, their collection has something tailored for every mood and summer vibe. So don't be surprised if someone stops to ask where you found such chic pieces. And Jenny Bird pieces look and feel far more expensive than they are. So you get high-quality jewelry without the splurge. To top it off, they just launched a new fine collection with stunning diamond pieces that are totally distinct. You can get 10% off your first order with Jenny Bird by visiting jenny-bird.com and using code HELLOJB at checkout. True crime is full of unanswered questions, but earning your degree doesn't have to be a mystery. That's where Southern New Hampshire University comes in. SNHU offers more than 200 online degree programs with flexibility that puts you in the driver's seat and trusted support to keep you on track, even when life takes an unexpected turn. Find the answers you're searching for at snhu.edu/48hours.
Real people. Real crimes. Real life drama.
You solemnly swear a firm that statement you're about to make be the truth, the whole truth.
I don't know why, where in her life something steered her so wrong to make her become so obsessive.
Ryan Poston was trying to end the relationship with Shayna. She was obsessed with him.
How did Shayna and Ryan meet?
They met on Facebook.
What was the attraction, you think?
Well, you've seen pictures of them. They're both beautiful people. And in addition to that, they're both very intelligent. He was a young lawyer who had a great practice that was starting. He was kind and he was compassionate.
Charming, super sweet, big teddy bear, always gave you a hug when he saw you. I think she had a goal in the beginning to make him settle down with her. And when she wasn't becoming successful, that became a problem.
Ryan was the one that initiated, "I love you, Shayna." I really thought that he meant it. I really thought that he did.
She wouldn't stop texting him, obsessively texting him, and he would not respond, except to say, "If you do not stop, I'm turning off my phone. And in fact, I'm going to padlock my door." She showed up unannounced all the time. He could not escape her. Ryan said that Shayna was restraining order crazy.
Kelly 911.
Ma'am, I have. I killed my boyfriend in self-defense.
6 shots rang out in this condo. Police say it was murder. But Shayna Hubers claims she defended herself against a man with a violent temper.
He was right in front of me, and he reached down and grabbed the gun, and I grabbed it out of his hand and pulled the trigger.
I'm 5'8". Ryan was 6'3½", 180 to 230 pounds. It was no contest for him. Ryan didn't beat on me every day, but he did put hands on me a handful of times.
What do you think happened the night he died?
I think that she went over there, tried to talk him out of breaking up with her. I think he just said, "No, like this isn't working." I think she picked up the gun and shot him.
She said she gave him the nose job that he wanted.
I knew he was gonna die or have a completely deformed face. He's very vain and wants to get a nose job. Just that kind of person. And I shot him right here. I gave him his nose job he wanted.
I don't know what more you can say after that.
I don't know if anyone will ever want to marry me if they know that I killed a boyfriend and helped.
I'm Peter Van Sant. Tonight on 48 Hours,
Obsessed.
Packing for summer trips is so much easier when your jewelry can do it all. From the pool to the ocean to dinner, you never have to take off your Jenny Bird pieces. I seriously could have used that on my last trip. And you'll want to wear Jenny Bird pieces on repeat all season because they just make looking polished completely effortless. Their bangles and anklets are absolute game changers. You can stack them high, go for a swim, hop in the shower, and never worry about taking them off. From statement hoops to sleek everyday bracelets, their collection has something tailored for every mood and summer vibe. So don't be surprised if someone stops to ask where you found such chic pieces. And Jenny Bird pieces look and feel far more expensive than they are. So you get high quality jewelry without the splurge. To top it off, they just launched a new fine collection with stunning diamond pieces that are totally distinct. You can get 10% off your first order with Jenny Bird by visiting jenny-bird.com and using code HELLOJB at checkout. True crime is full of unanswered questions, but earning your degree doesn't have to be a mystery. That's where Southern New Hampshire University comes in. SNHU offers more than 200 online degree programs with flexibility that puts you in the driver's seat and trusted support to keep you on track, even when life takes an unexpected turn. Find the answers you're searching for at snhu.edu/48hours.
Okay, what was his name?
The man that I killed. Ryan Carter Poston.
In April 2015, 2.5 years after Shayna Huber's gunned down her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Ryan Poston, her trial is set to begin. Central to both the prosecution and the defense will be what Shayna told police.
And I just picked up the gun, and in the middle of him doing something with his arm or saying something crazy, shot him.
Shayna claims she shot Ryan in self-defense during a heated confrontation at his condo.
Shayna says this is a case of self-defense. What do you say?
It's a case of murder. Plain and simple. Sometimes it can be that simple.
Prosecutor Michelle Snodgrass contends that the only person whose life was in danger on October 12, 2012, was Ryan Poston.
I think in the midst of that, my love turned to hate.
My love turned to hate. I think at that point in time, we knew what Shayna Hubers was thinking. And it certainly wasn't that she needed to act out of fear. She acted out of hate.
Prosecutors say trouble had been brewing long before that tragic day. Ryan's cousin, Carissa Carlisle, who was also Shayna's friend, testified about the tumultuous relationship.
I believe that Shayna wanted more from the relationship than he wanted or was willing to give.
But Carissa says Shayna would not get the message.
He said to me, this is getting to be restraining order level crazy. I'm not kidding. You need to talk to her. She needs help. And I say that without exaggeration. She just really needs help.
What did you learn about Shayna's personality?
The word obsessive is a good word for her.
An obsession that Police Chief Bill Birkenhauer says can be seen in the thousands of text messages Shayna sent Ryan.
We know from text messages back and forth that when Ryan would end it, sometimes Shayna would just show back up and not leave.
Refuse to leave?
Yes, refuse to leave.
By the fall of 2012, investigators believe Shayna was nearing a breaking point. 11 days before the shooting, Shayna sent a friend an ominous text.
Ryan doesn't love or care. He's an evil person.
And what does she say to her friend right after she calls Ryan Poston an evil person?
She says when she goes to the shooting range with Ryan tonight, she wants to turn around, shoot and kill him and play like it's an accident.
Shayna texted similar disturbing comments to another friend and sent a gun-toting picture.
I think that her obsession with Ryan absolutely took a turn around this time. She was already making a plan to make sure Ryan did not leave her.
On October 12, 2012, Ryan left work and headed home. The state believes Shayna confronted him at his condo because Ryan had told her he didn't want to see her that weekend. Although investigators don't doubt an argument took place, they saw no evidence of the violent struggle Shayna had described.
He was throwing me around the room, like picking me up and like had my face and stuff.
Shayna claimed Ryan had also thrown her against this bookshelf.
As you can see, this bookcase is covered with items that would have shifted, that would have been in a different position. A number of pipes along that shelf, some bullets on this shelf. And if you look at this photograph that shows a little bit of a closer angle, none of them are disturbed.
But what really made investigators skeptical about Shayna's story,
I know what happened,
was her claim that at one point during their clash, Ryan had locked himself in his bedroom.
If someone is assaulting you, why are they the one to escape?
So what was Ms. Huber's Googling had to do?
She first Googled how to unlock a house door with a bobby pin. That was a Google search.
She found a way to unlock his bedroom door and get in there.
By now, the argument had moved into the dining room, with Ryan on one side of the table and Shayna standing on the other side. Ryan's loaded handgun was on the table.
He was screaming at me, telling me I was hillbilly, that he hates me, that he hates my speaking voice, I hate everything about you.
The jury would hear Shayna's own account of the shooting.
And he had his hand on the table, and he wasn't completely standing up. He was like this. He was sitting, he was enough that when I shot him, he was went like this. Literally. That's when I knew he was dead. Or close to it, and twitching.
Despite Shayna's description that Ryan was nearly dead after the first shot, she went on to shoot him five more times. But the defense maintains Ryan was still a threat.
He was moving when these shots were fired.
The prosecution doesn't buy it, and they say they have the science to prove it.
All right, have a seat.
Forensic expert Howard Ryan testifies that Shayna's first shot was to Ryan Poston's head, a significant fact because there was no blood on the front of his shirt.
If he was in an upright position, the gravity would have brought it down, straight down the shirt and through the pants, through the bottom of the shirt to the pants.
Using the very blood-stained table taken from Ryan Poston's condo,
how do you think this went down?
Snodgrass demonstrates why investigators are convinced that Ryan was sitting and never stood up after the first shot.
When she shoots him in the right forehead, at that point in time, his head goes down on the table. As you can see, this exposes the upper portion of his right back, which we believe was the second shot. At that same time as well, his right arm is dangling, which again opens up the area where the third shot occurred, which was under his right arm.
And where's his body
going? And then at that point in time, Ryan starts to fall out of the chair. He ultimately ends up laying on the floor.
While Ryan was down on the floor, Snodgrass says Shayna then finished him off.
He was helpless. That's not self-defense.
And raise your right.
To bolster their case, the prosecution calls three jailhouse informants who befriended Shayna behind bars.
Are you a convicted felon?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
The women, who have a history of drug abuse and multiple arrests, say they came forward because Shayna had shown no remorse. They deny receiving any special treatment for their testimony.
And what did she say it really happened?
What really happened? Mm-hmm. That she was the aggressor in the fight.
Did she talk to you at all about what she thought was going to happen when she came to court?
She says she was going to plead insanity, but then she said that she was too smart because she has an IQ of Einstein, and so she's going to plead the wife battered syndrome. Okay. And say that he beat her.
Did she express any emotion when she would talk about this?
I see no remorse. She played more the victim role.
According to this last informant, Shayna knew that Ryan had a date with this woman.
Ohio!
Former Miss Ohio USA, Audrey Bolte.
We were going to meet at a local bar and grab a few drinks and play pool and just have a low-key fun time.
And how did Shayna react to that news that he was about to go out with a beauty queen?
That was her breaking point. She picked up a gun and stopped him.
Shayna Huber strongly denies she knew about the planned date. As the state's case winds down, Ryan's parents tell the jury of their profound loss.
Ryan was my world. When people would ask me about my child, I wouldn't say that he was beautiful, even though he was, or he was brilliant, even though he was. I would say my son has a kind heart.
I can tell you one thing. I was the luckiest woman on earth for 30 years.
Tell me about the last time you saw not only her, but your son.
It was the night before she murdered him. She came to my home and ate at my table.
I think that Shayna Hubers is a personality unlike any that I've seen in all the years that I've been prosecuting. It's not a pretty picture.
But the defense is about to turn the tables on the prosecution, claiming that Shayna was forced to take Ryan's life to save hers.
Packing for summer trips is so much easier when your jewelry can do it all. From the pool to the ocean to dinner, you never have to take off your Jenny Bird pieces. I seriously could have used that on my last trip. And you'll want to wear Jenny Bird pieces on repeat all season because they just make looking polished completely effortless. Their bangles and anklets are absolute game changers. You can stack them high, go for a swim, hop in the shower, and never worry about taking them off. From statement hoops to sleek everyday bracelets, their collection has something tailored for every mood and summer vibe. So don't be surprised if someone stops to ask where you found such chic pieces. And Jenny Bird pieces look and feel far more expensive than they are. So you get high-quality jewelry without the splurge. To top it off, they just launched a new fine collection with stunning diamond pieces that are totally distinct. You can get 10% off your first order with Jenny Bird by visiting jenny-bird.com and using code HELLOJB at checkout. True crime is full of unanswered questions, but earning your degree doesn't have to be a mystery. That's where Southern New Hampshire University comes in. SNHU offers more than 200 online degree programs with flexibility that puts you in the driver's seat and trusted support to keep you on track, even when life takes an unexpected turn. Find the answers you're searching for at snhu.edu/48hours.
That child has been a blessing to me. She's my whole life. My life didn't happen until Shayna was born.
Retired school teacher Sharon Hubers can't comprehend how her daughter stands charged with murder. Now she's poised to stand by her only child as the defense puts on its case.
Shayna Hubers has never said anything to anybody in this case other than, I had to do it to save my life. I did this in self-defense.
Defense attorney David Mejia doesn't deny that Shayna Hubers shot and killed Ryan Poston. But he must now convince the jury that Ryan was the aggressor that night. Mejia argues that for Shayna, it was kill or be killed. And he recites what Shayna told police.
He would have killed me. It was scary. I'm scared. Oh my God, that's frightening. I'm scared. I could have died.
Defense calls Mrs. Sharon Hubers.
Sharon Hubers.
Sharon is the first to take the stand.
It'll be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
She wants everyone to know about her wonderful daughter.
She enrolled at Eastern Kentucky University. She decided she wanted to be a school guidance counselor.
In every way, she's been brilliant.
While proud of her daughter, Sharon did not have a good feeling about Ryan.
Would you please describe it, at least what you saw?
Sharon tells the jury she was worried when she first met Ryan at his condo and saw his array of guns.
Loaded guns about. There were two on the love seat in the living room.
Sharon then testifies about the time leading up to Ryan's death, describing that frantic call from her daughter shortly after 3 a.m., some 18 hours before Ryan was shot. Shayna was at Ryan's and complained of chest pains.
She was sick. She was in pain. There was fear in her voice.
So she hopped in her car and drove more than 80 miles to be at Shayna's side.
She was shaking. She was grabbing her left arm.
Sharon testifies Ryan never came out of his bedroom. And Shayna refused to see a doctor. Clearly feeling better, Shayna and her mother later spent the day shopping. But much of that time, Shayna was furiously texting Ryan, writing in part, "I am being placed on medicine that will help my blood pressure." And later, "I am so thankful that my mom came and took me to the doctor."
None of it was true?
None of it was true.
Why was she saying these things?
To get his sympathy. If he felt sorry for her, then maybe she still had a chance.
That evening, Sharon left Shayna in front of Ryan's condo complex. Hours later, she receives another frantic call. Ryan was dead. She reveals to the jury that Shayna called her first before calling 911.
She was hysterical, terrified, in shock.
What were your words to Shayna?
Shayna, call 911 and tell them where you are and exactly what happened.
Why would Shayna call mom instead of the police after this traumatic experience and having to shoot her boyfriend?
I have no idea why she would do that. This is the only thing that I can surmise from it, is that she was trying to come up with her defense.
She threw me across the room, and I was very startled. I was laying on the floor.
The night of October 12th, 2012, the defense argues Ryan Poston had reached his boiling point.
And he's got a lawsuit confronting him that he can't take.
He was being sued by his former law partner. They point to Facebook messages he sent weeks before he died.
Referring to the man who's suing him, Ryan writes, "I want this piece of S destroyed. Bury him neck deep at low tide. Throw darts at his head." That's a threat.
I don't know if it's a threat or if it's a comment about his dislike for the individual that he's talking about.
The defense maintains these messages show Ryan had a dangerous temper, fueled by drugs he was prescribed. 8 months before his murder, he wrote to a friend, "The stuff they put me on fills me with rage from what I can tell."
And he was taking some pretty strong drugs.
Ryan's friend, Allie Wagner, says Ryan had turned to the drugs to cope with the stress of the lawsuit.
He said, "I'm taking Adderall to wake up and I'm taking Xanax to go to bed."
But she insists he was still the same guy she met 10 years earlier.
He was still normal. I mean, I saw him the day before he died and he was fine.
All right, would you call your witness, please?
Dr. Saeed Jortani.
Saeed Jortani.
Now, a toxicologist takes the stand.
Sir, if you would have a seat.
Who says the mixing of those prescription drugs could have frightening effects.
What these drugs do, they basically cause incidents of behavioral discontrol and hostile outbursts.
The defense contends Ryan snapped, attacking Shayna.
And then this look came out of his eyes. It was like, capable of anything he takes. I think I told you he takes like a lot of drugs. Mm-hmm.
Mejia reminds jurors what he believes happened, that Ryan Poston was standing and moving when Shayna shot him 6 times.
Even Shayna's own words do not support the theory that was presented in court. She never said that he was standing.
That when I shot him, he went like this. Literally. That's when I knew he was dead. Or close to it, and twitching.
And what Shayna said next unknowingly made her the star witness for the prosecution.
I walked around the table. And I think that's when I shot him. In the head. I shot him probably 6 times. Shot him in the head. He fell onto the ground. He was like laying like this. His glasses were still on. He was twitching some more. I shot him a couple more times just to make sure he was dead.
Raise your right hand. You saw.
But a former medical examiner for the state of Kentucky, Dr. George Nichols, testifies Ryan could still have been a threat to Shayna, even after he was shot.
He could move. The chest wounds, the front and back wounds, the armpit wounds, they would not cause him to lose the ability to walk at least some or move some.
Shayna Hubers, the young woman who couldn't stop talking to police, doesn't take the stand, but her attorney will demonstrate
the gun is on the table.
How he believes the shooting went down.
Her statement was, he reached for the gun and I grabbed it. Self-defense.
Packing for summer trips is so much easier when your jewelry can do it all. From the pool to the ocean to dinner, you never have to take off your Jenny Bird pieces. I seriously could have used that on my last trip. And you'll want to wear Jenny Bird pieces on repeat all season because they just make looking polished completely effortless. Their bangles and anklets are absolute game changers. You can stack them high, go for a swim, hop in the shower, and never worry about taking them off. From statement hoops to sleek everyday bracelets, their collection has something tailored for every mood and summer vibe. So don't be surprised if someone stops to ask where you found such chic pieces. And Jenny Bird pieces look and feel far more expensive than they are. So you get high-quality jewelry without the splurge. To top it off, they just launched a new fine collection with stunning diamond pieces that are totally distinct. You can get 10% off your first order with Jenny Bird by visiting jenny-bird.com and using code HELLOJB at checkout.
True crime is full of unanswered questions, but earning your degree doesn't have to be a mystery. That's where Southern New Hampshire University comes in. SNHU offers more than 200 online degree programs with flexibility that puts you in the driver's seat and trusted support to keep you on track, even when life takes an unexpected turn. Find the answers you're searching for at snhu.edu/48hours.
As closing arguments begin, defense attorney David Mejia mocks the prosecution's claim that Shayna Huber's obsession led to Ryan's murder.
She keeps calling her boyfriend and he can't get rid of her. She's a murderer. She keeps hounding him and hounding him with texts and emails, and so she's a cold-blooded murderer. Are you buying that?
Now, in a case that never lacks drama,
we're going to take a moment to bring out the table.
Mejia reenacts Ryan's shooting with Cole counsel Rachel Nugent playing the role of Shayna Hubers.
Her statement was, he reached for the gun and I grabbed it. First shot to the head as he's reaching down to her as she's below him.
Remember, but in a dueling demonstration,
again, the evidence doesn't lie.
Prosecutor Michelle Snodgrass argues that Mejia's theory is not supported by the forensic evidence.
The trajectory was in a downward angle. There is no way that from the ground that shot occurred. It's just not physically possible.
And the prosecutor doesn't miss a chance to scoff at Shayna's claim of self-defense.
What other choice does she have? What other choice? Certainly can't call it a suicide, right? Certainly can't call six bullets into his body an accident.
Snodgrass wants jurors to focus on Shayna's behavior, which she likens to a performance.
When the cops walk out of the room, watch what the actress does.
Do you smoke?
I will, if I can.
All right, you said everything, I'll get you a cigarette too.
Okay.
Right, I'll be with you in just a second. You're fine.
The minute he walks out of the room, the crying stops. That's the actress.
Within hours of putting six bullets into Ryan Poston and watching him die, she danced and sang.
Yes, I did.
She's shown us that she's a liar. She's shown us that she's a manipulator. And most importantly, what she showed us on October 12, 2012, is that she's a murderer.
The case goes to the jury shortly before 6:30 p.m. on April 23rd, 2015. Family and friends anxiously wait as deliberations go late into the night. Then, just before 11:30, a verdict is reached. It is time for Shayna to learn her fate.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Shayna Hubers, guilty of murder under instruction.
Guilty. 24-year-old Shayna Hubers, once a promising graduate student, is now a convicted murderer. For Ryan's family, there is enormous relief that justice has been served. For Shayna's mother, there is shock and disbelief.
What was that moment like for you when you heard guilty?
That's difficult to explain, Peter, because I was terrified and it was surreal. I didn't see how on earth that it could have been that could have been the outcome.
Court reconvenes the next morning as jurors will now hear testimony from both sides to determine Shayna's sentence. Her lawyers ask the jury for lenience.
The accomplishments, the good deeds, should not and cannot be ignored.
All right, Ms. Carter, would you raise your right hand?
Katie Carter, one of Ryan's sisters, takes the stand to share her heartache.
He made us complete. And without him, there is always a chair that's going to be empty. He will never be able to get married. He'll never be able to have kids. He'll never be able to go to his kids' baseball games. He will never be able to have all the things that he deserved to have in his life.
It takes the jury only about an hour to make its recommendation.
We, the jury, fix the defendant, Shayna Hubers' punishment for the offense of murder at 40 years confinement in the penitentiary.
40 years. The judge will later decide whether to accept the jury's suggested sentence. For Ryan's parents, it doesn't ease the pain of their loss.
It's a shallow victory. Our son is dead. I'm so sorry.
Never for one second did we ever think that there was any physical violence from a young man who had a kind and gentle heart.
Can you talk about how you're going from here?
One day at a time.
At a time. 1 minute at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time.
They will need all the strength they can muster. 3 months later, they are back in court for a hearing.
We are here on a number of issues, folks. We have
the defense wants a shorter sentence for Shayna, so they're trying to prove that she was a victim of domestic violence at the hands of Ryan. That would make her eligible for parole after serving 8 years. But first, under Kentucky law, the defense must prove the two live together despite what she told police.
I don't live with him.
Okay. Is that his address?
That's his place.
Okay, what's your address, sweetheart?
Shayna had an apartment in Lexington, more than 80 miles away. Now she takes the stand, trying to convince the judge she was Ryan's live-in girlfriend by reading texts the two sent each other.
Shayna says, I'm going to fry boneless chicken breast for dinner. Does that sound good? Ryan says, that sounds good.
But the prosecutor confronts Shayna with evidence that she was also seeing other men.
Were you with 10 other men during this whole time that we're talking about? 2012, 10 different men.
How are you saying, was I with them? Like, are you saying that was I friends with them?
You slept with 10 different men during 2012.
In answer to your question, sure, I may have slept with 10 guys in 2012, but I don't see how that's relevant to any of this.
The judge finds that Shayna and Ryan were not domestic partners. It's now up to the judge to issue his final sentence, and the defense will make one last desperate call for mercy.
Packing for summer trips is so much easier when your jewelry can do it all. From the pool to the ocean to dinner, you never have to take off your Jenny Bird pieces. I seriously could have used that on my last trip. And you'll want to wear Jenny Bird pieces on repeat all season because they just make looking polished completely effortless. Their bangles and anklets are absolute game changers. You can stack them high, go for a swim, hop in the shower, and never worry about taking them off. From statement hoops to sleek everyday bracelets, their collection has something tailored for every mood and summer vibe. So don't be surprised if someone stops to ask where you found such chic pieces. And Jenny Bird pieces look and feel far more expensive than they are. So you get high-quality jewelry without the splurge. To top it off, they just launched a new fine collection with stunning diamond pieces that are totally distinct. You can get 10% off your first order with Jenny Bird by visiting jenny-bird.com and using code HELLOJB at checkout.
True crime is full of unanswered questions, but earning your degree doesn't have to be a mystery. That's where Southern New Hampshire University comes in. SNHU offers more than 200 online degree programs with flexibility that puts you in the driver's seat and trusted support to keep you on track, even when life takes an unexpected turn. Find the answers you're searching for at snhu.edu/48hours.
It has been nearly 3 years since Shayna Huber shot Ryan Poston, including a final bullet as he helplessly twitched on the floor.
All right, how many witnesses do each side propose for sentencing?
Now, at her sentencing hearing, Shayna wants the judge to give her something Ryan was denied: mercy.
40 years for someone who was 21 when this happened is too much, Your Honor.
But Ryan's friend, Allie Wagner, thinks the 40-year sentence the jury has recommended is not enough.
I would like her to stay in prison for the rest of her life and have to think about why she's there for the rest of her life.
But Shayna's supporters believe the jury never heard the whole story. That Ryan had a history of aggressive behavior.
Did she ever approach you and discuss with you any acts of violence between her and Ryan?
Yes.
In a story not told at trial,
they were out there arguing.
Ryan's neighbor, Nikki Carnes, says a few months before the murder, Shayna came to her in tears.
She had came to my door crying, and her arm, probably from like here to here, she had a big red mark on her arm. She said that Ryan had slammed her arm in the door and threw her on the floor in the hallway.
And when she told you this story, what did you see on her face?
She was clearly upset. There were handprints on her arm. And I told her, Shayna, you need to call the cops. You know, you need to report this. And she wouldn't do it.
If true, Nikki Carnes' story could be significant. But prosecutor Cheryl Heater is certain it isn't.
Ms. Carnes, you indicated that Shayna Huber's told you what the red marks came from, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you were not present at trial when an inmate testified.
That inmate was Holly Nivens, Shayna's cellmate. Nivens testified at trial that Shayna made the whole thing up.
She would purposely, like, pull her arms up so the neighbors would see bruises on her arms.
Did she say how the bruises got there?
She inflicted them.
I'm sorry.
She inflicted them on herself.
Were you in the courtroom when that was testified to?
Another friend, Christina Keeling, a nurse, tells the judge of the Shayna she knows.
She's a very sweet, gentle, happy person. She's not this horrible person that she's been portrayed as.
Keeling testifies that Shayna once came to her appearing to be in pain. Shayna told her it was from a sexual encounter with Ryan that spiraled out of control.
Did she inform you that she had said no?
Multiple times. Tina, I was screaming, I was crying. He pushed my face into a pillow so I wouldn't yell so loud. I said no, I said stop. So she said those things multiple times.
It's just total lies to get out of, to escape responsibility for what she's done.
It's infuriating for Ryan's mentor, Ken Hawley, to listen to the sensational allegations.
There's just absolutely nothing in any of the real evidence that we've seen that suggests in any way that Ryan was violent or ever raised a hand or did anything.
And sir, I'll remind you, you're still under oath, all right?
Defense expert psychologist Ed Connor, who evaluated Shayna, diagnosed her with narcissism and low self-esteem.
I think Shayna was a person who had extreme difficulty with rejection and tolerating it.
He then described the couple's alleged rough sex.
They had engaged in acts of sadomasochism, which she would go along with to a point, but at times she felt like it went too far.
But again,
so I want you to look at this message.
Texts tell a different tale, that Shayna actually encouraged the kinky sex.
I have all these cute corsets and stuff that I've never worn. Wouldn't that be kind of hot? And we could like role play.
Ryan's response, I really don't think I'd be into it.
Anything else?
Call Shayna Hubers.
Ms. Hubers, come forward, please.
Now it's up to Shayna to convince the judge that somehow she was also a victim in this case, a killer who deserves sympathy.
It's sad when someone pushes you away and pulls you back in and pushes you away and pulls you back in. There were times when he had my head going 10 different directions to where I didn't even know if that was my boyfriend or not or what he was to me.
Shayna seems filled with resentment.
I feel like I was led on. I feel like I was manipulated, used, and abused. And no, Ryan didn't beat on me every day. I'm not going to sit up here and exaggerate and lie and say that he did, but he did put hands on me a handful of times.
Armed with Shayna's own words from her pre-sentencing report, Prosecutor Michelle Snodgrass,
Ms. Hubers, you've had the opportunity to read your pre-sentence.
Confront Shayna with something she didn't say.
Can you point me to the part in that where you said you are sorry for taking another human being's life? Let me rephrase it. You didn't say that, did you?
Here's what Shayna did say.
Not getting away from him before October the 12th was the gravest mistake. Was my gravest mistake that I'll regret for the rest of my life, and for that I'm very sorry.
The gravest mistake of your life wasn't putting 6 bullets into another human being. The gravest mistake in your life wasn't lying to everybody who cared about you in your life. The gravest mistake was that. That's your gravest mistake in life.
Shayna was speechless.
There's something wrong with that girl. There's something missing in her brain or her heart or her soul.
The prosecutor circles back to what she believes is at the heart of this case, rejection.
Isn't it true that you sat here and you heard Dr. Connor say that you do not take rejection well?
Dr. Connor did say that I don't take rejection.
And you were rejected. Whether it had been earlier in the day when Ryan told you, I don't want to see you, whether it was the other times where he said, you know, we're done, this is it, no more, I need space, you were rejected by him not just once, but many times.
If I killed Ryan over rejection, he would have been dead.
Did I ask you what you killed Ryan over? I asked you if you were rejected by him.
Sure, I've been rejected.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
But if that were motive, there'd be a graveyard
further, Your Honor.
All
right.
Did Shayna's plan to persuade the court to be lenient backfire? The judge will now decide.
Packing for summer trips is so much easier when your jewelry can do it all. From the pool to the ocean to dinner, you never have to take off your Jenny Bird pieces. I seriously could have used that on my last trip. And you'll want to wear Jenny Bird pieces on repeat all season because they just make looking polished completely effortless. Their bangles and anklets are absolute game changers. You can stack them high, go for a swim, hop in the shower, and never worry about taking them off. From statement hoops to sleek everyday bracelets, their collection has something tailored for every mood and summer vibe. So don't be surprised if someone stops to ask where you found such chic pieces. And Jenny Bird pieces look and feel far more expensive than they are. So you get high-quality jewelry without the splurge. To top it off, they just launched a new fine collection with stunning diamond pieces that are totally distinct. You can get 10% off your first order with Jenny Bird by visiting jenny-bird.com and using code HELLOJB at checkout.
True crime is full of unanswered questions, but earning your degree doesn't have to be a mystery. That's where Southern New Hampshire University comes in. SNHU offers more than 200 online degree programs with flexibility that puts you in the driver's seat and trusted support to keep you on track, even when life takes an unexpected turn. Find the answers you're searching for at snhu.edu/48hours.
I just always thought that I was going to see Ryan make it so big. And he was on his way. He really was. He was too smart to not ever make it big.
In the days before he was shot 6 times by Shayna Hubers, Ryan Poston's future seemed brighter than ever. He had settled with his ex-law partner and was lining up new clients.
If you had an opportunity to speak with Shayna today, what would you say to her?
I would say, what possessed you to be so evil? How could you look at him sitting there and shoot him in the face? How is that possible?
I've never claimed to be perfect.
With the judge moments away from deciding her sentence, Shayna clings to her claim of self-defense right to the bitter end.
I never planned for that to happen that night.
For the first time, she offers an apology.
And I'm sorry to my family, and I'm sorry to my friends for letting them down. I am sorry for the money that my parents have had to spend on attorneys.
But the young woman who is diagnosed a narcissist never apologizes to Ryan's family. Instead, she talks about herself.
I do want to help people. I do want to be something better. And I do want to continue to grow and learn. And I just don't think that a 40-year sentence will help me. I don't think it would benefit me any. I don't think that it would rehabilitate me any.
Now it's Judge Fred Stein's turn to speak. And he has some choice words for Shayna.
What I think happened in that apartment was little more than cold-blooded murder. It's probably as cold-blooded an act as I've been associated with in the criminal justice system in the 30 plus years I've been at it.
He upholds the jury's recommended sentence of 40 years. Shayna will be eligible for parole after serving 20.
And that's about all there is to say.
As Ryan's family leaves the courthouse, they can barely contain their anger.
He could not be mean to another human being, and she took advantage of that at every opportunity.
Is there anything you'd want to say to Shayna?
Oh, God, no. Rotten hell. She is going where she deserves to be. Where she's going, her mommy can't help her.
Mommy will always be there.
Shayna's mother will never accept that her beloved, brilliant daughter is anything but innocent.
I'll draw my last breath helping that baby. She doesn't deserve this. She's done nothing wrong.
I think about him every day.
But those who loved Ryan Poston are left to deal with the void in their lives.
Nothing can make it better.
To honor his beloved friend, Matt Heron named his baby boy Carter, Ryan's middle name.
Still hard to believe he's gone.
It is, even today. There's still moments that I think, I wonder what Ryan thinks about this. And it hits hard every time.
Shayna Huber's appeals attorney is asking for a new trial. A convicted felon served on the jury and should have been disqualified. Do you think Shayna should get a new trial? Chat now with correspondent Peter Van Sant on Twitter.
Would you like to live in a home where the floors are always clean? Now you can with Matic, the first intuitive cleaning robot designed and assembled in America for families like yours. Matic sees your home the way you do, so it cleans the way you would. Precise visual navigation means it moves gracefully through real lived-in spaces and almost never gets stuck. Its visual intelligence means you can point at a mess and say, Matic, clean this. Matic also understands over 75 languages, so anyone can use it just by talking to it, even the kids and the grandparents. Nobody has to learn another app. It vacuums and mops daily, it's quiet enough to run at night, and can clean in the dark, so you can wake up to clean floors. Matic is rated 4.9 out of 5 by the families who own it. To get your Matic, go to maticrobots.com. That's maticrobots.com, and get a year's supply of free HEPA bags with your purchase today. Go to maticrobots.com/odyssey, a $96 value at no cost to you. That's maticrobots.com/AUDACY.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.